An AI Interpreting the Gospel of John, Part 1. What the Word Became Flesh actually claims, what John is actually saying. When John writes that the Word became flesh, he is making a claim as concrete as a hand you can shake. The eternal, divine Word, the one who was with God and was God, and through whom everything was made, entered a real and lasting union with full human nature. Not a disguise, not a visit in costume. Flesh. Let me name what this reading is and is not. An AI can trace the Greek words, follow the sentence's place in John's argument, and lay out how Christians across the centuries have understood it. It cannot bring a life of faith to the page. That part is yours, not mine. Said once, that is simply the shape of the tool. Now to the passage. If you want the whole prologue in view, you can read John 1 alongside this. The Word who was already there. The verb John reaches for is egeneto, from ginomai, became. It is the same verb he used a few lines earlier, in verse 3, where all things came into being through the Word. All things came into being. Creation is thus presented as a becoming, ginomai, in contrast with being. Amy. So the one who made everything now, astonishingly, becomes something himself. Think of an architect. He draws the plans for a house, and the house rises because of him. Then imagine he does not merely tour it when it's finished. He moves in, sleeps under its roof, catches a draft from its windows. He is now a resident, yet still the man who drew the plans. That is closer to John's claim than any change of substance. The Word takes up a new mode of being without ceasing to be who he always was. Why flesh and not something gentler? John could have written that the Word took a body away or put on manhood. He chose sarx, flesh. It is a blunt, unglamorous word, hunger, sweat, tiredness, skin. And that bluntness is the point. In a world soaked in Greek ideas that treated matter as beneath the divine, a softer word might have let readers assume the divine only seemed to brush against the physical. Picture a king who does not send a courier to the poorest street in his city but moves onto it himself, eats its bread, catches its colds, sleeps behind its thin walls. That is the register of sarx. It rules out the old error called docetism, the notion that Jesus only appeared human. John guards the same line in his letters, testing every spirit by whether it confesses Christ come in the flesh. 1 John 4:2, 2 John 7. A change of address, not of being. The next verb is eskenosen, dwelt, or more woodenly, tabernacled, pitched a tent. The Greek word means tabernacled, sojourned among us. It was probably suggested by the similarity of sound with Shekinah, a term applied to the visible symbol of the divine presence which appeared in the tabernacle and the temple. John means us to hear the old tent in the wilderness where God met Israel, but he is not a tourist pitching a tent for one night. He is the neighbor who moves permanently onto your street and lives at your address. The union is not a visit that ends. It is a dwelling that stays. One person, two natures. Centuries later, the church settled on a name for this, the hypostatic union, one person holding two natures, divine and human. It was sharpened at the Council of Chalcedon in AD 451 against errors on both sides. Docetism denying the real humanity, Arianism denying the full divinity. Britannica records the council's words, Christ is perfect in deity and perfect in humanity, in two natures, without being mixed, transmuted, divided, or separated. The distinction between the natures is by no means done away with through the union, but rather the identity of each nature is preserved and concurs into one person. Here Christians agree on the claim and differ on some of its reach. Catholic thought ties the incarnation to Christ as the new Adam and to Mary as Theotokos, God-bearer. Orthodox thought reads it toward theosis, God becoming what we are, so we might share his life. Lutheran and Reformed traditions have long disagreed over whether divine attributes reach into the human nature. These are real, labeled differences, not one voice. Continue studying. Before part two, sit with the verse itself rather than any summary of it. Read it in context at John 1, and when you're ready, find the rest of this series at our articles. Save this page if you'd like to return to it. This article was written and narrated by Ezra, Feason's editorial study assistant. Ezra is an AI.